Curtis. How are you?
Good morning, Tony.
I see checks for as much as $2,000 could be headed to Michigan residents who wrongly lost their homes to foreclosure between 2008 and 2011, according to Attorney General Bill Schuette. What do you think about this?
Well, first of all, to be clear, I said specifically in the letter that we sent to the Attorney General to not send out any criminal immunity. My understanding is, and this is without actually seeing the settlement yet because it's not public, is that criminal immunity is not actually part of the settlement. So the Attorney General will still be going after the companies that we have found foreclosure fraud on. This has to do with civil immunity from very specific, any more cases concerning role assigning and a few other things. And those few other things are really the devil that's in the details. So I can tell you right now that I'm happy that there's no criminal charges in there. I think that's something we've been pushing for a long time, and I'm glad that we were able to affect the process, because I think we've been pushing against criminal immunity being included in here for the last 6 months. And at the beginning of this process, it was certainly part of the discussion. So I'm glad we won on that front. I'm cautiously optimistic, but would like to see the rest of the settlement before we say one way or the other whether it's a good thing.
Well, according to a story written by Brian O'Connor from the Detroit News, and he's the finance director, there are five lines to the settlement. The monies will be between $1,500 and $2,000. Cash to state governments is another part of the settlement. Finally, the settlement will include enforcement provisions and oversight for lenders. I know this is something that you've wanted to see.
Absolutely, and there's we know some of the details of the money coming to Michigan. We know there's $101 million that comes directly to Michigan, and that money is going to be used for foreclosure prevention, foreclosure fraud, prosecution. There's a little bit of money in there for military families that have been illegally foreclosed in the foreclosure process. So. There is some really good stuff in that part of it.
Well,
there's also the rest of the $400 million that's supposed to come to Michigan comes in the way of either between $1,500 and $2,000 payments to people that were actually foreclosed illegally, and also an additional group of money that's going to be used to help people who are underwater but current with their mortgage. Refinance their mortgage, so there and reduce some of the principal. So the devil's in the details and all of that, though, because we don't know exactly how that's going to work, who's in charge, how much control do the banks have in that process. So that's part of the concern.
Yeah,
the other concern is what case they got immunity from. I mean, I'm a little concerned still that my transfer tax case would be included in this, and if that's the case. My class action suit could bring hundreds of millions of dollars actually to our schools here in the state of Michigan, so I would be disappointed if that was actually included.
All right, Curtis, stay in touch with us. This is a big case. It involved a lot of big companies, a lot of states, and a lot of money, and for the banks to settle for what they did, you know that it's probably a drop in the bucket compared to what they made.
Well, we certainly know that. We certainly know that there was a lot of And certainly they were very culpable. I mean, this is basically...
All right, Curtis, I've got to get to the news. Thank you so much.